Todd Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 won a ticket. So, football tomorrow. Hall of Fame games tomorrow night.
Yeah, with nobody playing. But
Is Caleb Williams not playing?
Nope.
He's not.
Nope. Because why would you play a rookie
Isn't this exactly when you play him? Is he hurt?
No.
They're just protecting him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Okay, so stuff like that makes me think, why don't we just get rid of the preseason?
Yep, you know? Which is what, believe me, the NFL is thinking the same thing, so they can go to 18 games and make even more money. And if that's going to be the compromise, the players are probably, yeah, well, we make more money if that happens. The players aren't going to care if they go to 18. I do have a question of why the hell they're changing these onside kick rules again.
Yeah, I saw your tweet the other night.
They hate kicking. The NFL hates kickers. And now they're hating strategy.
Well, you can't surprise. You have to announce you're doing
an onside kick. You have to call your show. Oh, by the way, we're starting the third quarter, the second half of the game. We're going to kick an onside kick now.
No, you can't. Oh. I think it's only fourth quarter.
You can only do it in the fourth quarter.
Even dumber. And you have to telegraph it?
Well, not telegraph. You have to actually say it. There's no telegraphing.
Yeah. We're not using Morse's invention.
It's not an implication. There's not, hey, there's some clues there. Yes. You have to say, we're attempting an onside
kick. How dumb is that?
I mean, maybe you have to announce when you're trying a two-point conversion now.
I mean, how dumb is that?
Well, I mean, otherwise, what do you expect to go for it from the 35? So things have changed, man. But let me, I want to get to the story because Kang experienced something that a lot of parents do. Now, you took the girls, your two daughters, to Great Wolf Lodge.
Yes, the wife was there too.
Okay.
Gotcha. All four of us.
Yeah. And you went with a bunch of other families.
Yeah,
right?
We met. Yeah, a couple other of our friends with kids. So separate cars, but yeah.
And where is this?
It's in Sandusky, Ohio. It's actually right by Kalahari, Cedar Point.
Cedar Point.
Yeah. So it's not far. Easy drive.
And kids love it.
Kids love it. It's a nice little water park for young kids because my kids are real young, 5 and 3 years old, and they enjoy it very much.
How many days do you stay there?
Stay two nights.
Okay. Yeah. So you're coming back, and you do the thing that every parent does, at least veteran parents, with kids that are of age that can handle, going to the bathroom. You say?
Say, yeah, go to the bathroom before we leave. Right. Any place, right? Your house, another, the restaurant, whatever. Just, you don't want to have to, have people, an issue in
smart,
the car.
Smart.
For people who don't have kids, and if you're ever planning on having kids or you're ever going to drive with kids, understand this about kids. They oftentimes won't announce that they have to go to the bathroom until they are at the very last second emergency. It has to be now moment.
Their eyes are watering.
Yeah. It's if you don't pull over in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to explode back here. That kind of thing.
Like you don't have time. Can you hold it for the next, we have 15 miles.
No.
Can you hold? No.
No.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? Yeah.
In fact, I've already gone a little bit, Dad.
Yeah. Why didn't you go when I told you to go?
Yeah, even if you say you don't have to go, you're going to the bathroom right now before we leave.
Yeah, which, by the way, those questions are not worth asking at that point in time. Do not ask any questions. Just pull over, man.
So you're on the drive back.
Yeah, I'm on the drive back. And what I do actually now for long road trips is both my kids are potty trained and everything like that, but I bring this potty trained toilet. It's like a little mini potty trained toilet I put in the back. In case of emergency, like I have to pull over because one of the kids has to go. And I was about to use it. That kind of happened here, guys. So we're on our way back and we just enter Michigan. You know, the sign says, welcome to pure Michigan. I don't know if anyone's driven to Ohio or left the state.
I think many people have not only driven to Ohio, Keg. I think many people have left the state.
Not everybody.
But you are in Toledo, coming into Michigan on 75 North, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And so I'm driving, I enter Michigan, and all of a sudden, of course, my daughter goes, the older one goes, I got to go poop. And I'm like, what? Come on. You're like, you already went. How long can you hold on for? Because I actually had seen a sign that says, next rest stop, 5 miles or whatever it is. Can you hold it for, 10 minutes? No, I got to go. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. We'll find the next stop. We'll pull over, and we'll try to find something. She's like, okay, but I got to go. So I'm thinking, all right, worst case scenario, I pull over on the side of the road somewhere, and I use this backup toilet we got.
The little trainer.
Yep, potty trainer.
Nice.
Potty
yeah. That's next level thinking.
Thank you, Gator. Mm-hmm. So I end up pulling over into some, like, you know, farm town. I have no idea.
This is
honestly,
like the first exit into Michigan.
Yeah, that I can remember. It's like the first exit. I've never been in this city, the town, whatever, all that stuff, right?
We found the exit on 75 North mm-hmm. on the little Google Maps here, and it was Erie Road.
Yes.
Erie Road.
Erie.
Which is the first regular exit. There's a highway split
like
off.
Scary?
No, like Erie, as in Lake Erie. But you get off on Erie Road.
And I'm like, well, I'll find something, right? I'll find something. And instead, I just see like cornfields upon cornfields. And like little like farmhouses with those long driveways. And I'm thinking, I don't want to pull over in someone's driveway, you know, and they're like, what are these people doing? Their daughter's picking a number two next to my
dropping
driveway.
Dirty, yeah. Right,
so I'm like, all right, I got to find a business or a parking lot. There's like no businesses. There's nothing. There's nothing. I made a left off the exit, by the way. And I'm going like, I've driven a couple miles now and my daughter's ready. She's ready. Dad, pull over. I'm like, okay, the very first concrete parking lot, anything I see, I'm pulling over. I end up seeing a main road in the distance. I'm like, we'll make it. I pull over and I pull into basically like an alley. It seems like it's behind businesses, you know, where like dumpsters are and stuff. So it looks a little sketch-ma-getch, but at this point I can't.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
So as I pull in, my wife goes, oh, I think this is the back of a restaurant. Can you make it to the restaurant? And I said, okay, fine. So I grab my daughter. I pick her up and I carry her because it's just faster, right? And I go down this alley and there's a side door. I open up the door and it's a pool table and a bar. There's no one in there. There's no windows. I'm like, oh my God, am I?
It's a dive bar.
Yes.
You're taking your daughter into a dive bar.
Into this small town I've never heard of, never been in. And I find a bathroom real quick and she makes it. And she's in there. My wife texts me. She goes, should we come in? Should we do? I'm like, I don't know. I don't think you want to come in here. I told her it looks like a dive bar. It's a pool table, a bar, and there's no one in here. There's no windows. She goes, the front. I walked around. I'm in the front. It looks like a nice restaurant. I'm like, what? So we come out, and it's actually like three businesses in one building. A dive bar, a nice little breakfast restaurant, and then like a VFW hall. And they're like all connected through like one doorway. You know, each has a doorway.
We've looked it up. We found it. It is the Erie Restaurant and Bar on South Dixie Highway in Erie, Michigan.
Doug found the Doug's like
Erie, Michigan.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of it?
No. Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Erie looks like two or three crossroads come together and there's not many people there. There's an IGA.
Of course. Yes.
There's a pizza place and there's the Erie Restaurant and Bar, dive bar, emergency bathroom situation for Kang.
We made it and ended up having a little lunch there, which was a nice, yes. So my wife comes in, she goes, this side is actually nice. I'm like, it is. You want to have lunch? She's like, yeah, let's have some lunch. So we had a nice little lunch. Great place, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Girls enjoyed it.
Daddy took us to a dive bar.
Yeah. And so exactly. So by the way, when we left, you know what we did, right? We made the girls use the bathroom again, of course.
Smart, yeah.
And while I'm waiting for the bathroom, because it's a one bathroom town.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting and some older lady comes up to me. He's like, are you from around here? I'm like, no.
Do you think they get a lot of visitors at the Erie restaurant?
She's like,
bar?
You're new. I've never seen you here before, like in the city. She's like, oh, I was born and raised here. She must have been like 70 plus years old and asked about where we were coming from. So it was, it actually turned out fine.
That's
great. We made it.
You almost made it through life without making it to the Erie restaurant and lounge.
I always end up on these weird, like, remember last time I think went to Chicago and ended up New Buffalo?
Yeah, you became a New Buffalo fan.
Yeah.
You've got off.
Now I'm an Erie fan.
Now you're an Erie fan.
New Buffalo's a great town.
Are you going back to Erie anytime soon?
Well, I'm not going to be scared to.
Got this.
Happens to a lot of parents. Emergency. You find a lot of spots with emergency kid stops, pit stops. 248-539-9797. If anybody from that neck of the woods is listening and is familiar with the Erie restaurant and bar, we'd like to hear a little more about it. Was Kang in a cool spot? Or did you survive your trip? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.